Might as well stand up.
Take your Bibles, Proverbs chapter 3. Save your knee one more cycle. Proverbs chapter 3. Love that song. I was thinking that part there, fragrance after the rain. I was sitting out on our porch this afternoon, and come a little bit of a shower, and just that smell, that rain, just something about it. I like it when the Lord shows up. I really do. It shouldn't be something that's odd, amen. It'll be something that's pretty natural in our lives. And it should bother us when He don't show up. That's what we ought to be. So appreciate the Lord. It's good to see Miss Linda tonight. I forgot to mention that. Continue to pray for her. She was roller skating over at Walmart and fell down, and her skateboarding or something. I don't know. No, but she did fall. And, do pray for Miss Linda. She's still real sore. Do remember Miss Sarah, of course. Mentioned her this morning also. They got that free insurance up there in Canada. Boy, free's good. Not always. They run really slow. You think slow here. Canada's real slow. All right. Proverbs chapter 3. We're going to begin reading. We'll finish up chapter 3. We've seen many things in chapter 3. We spent our first time there in verses 5 and 6. And then we've spent 7, 8, 9 there talking about the chastening hand of God. But tonight we're going to begin reading in verse number 13. The Bible says, "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are the ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life. She is as a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thy hand to do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, Go and come again, and tomorrow I will give, when thou hast it by thee. Devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing that he dwelleth securely by thee. Strive not with a man without cause, if he have done thee no harm. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. For the forward is an abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. The curse of the Lord is the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. The wise shall inherit glory, but the shame shall be to the motion of the fools." Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for the precious book. Thank you for your word. God, I just ask you once again to help our minds tonight, God. Help us, Lord, to not see through the eyes of man, but God, open our eyes that we may behold wondrous things out of thy law. God, our hearts are heavy. Our minds are wondering, but God, tonight I pray, God, would you please fix us tonight, God. God, help us to see. God, I know there's needs here this evening, Lord, but God, help us to obtain what you have for us around your table. We'll thank you. We'll praise you for what you do. Of course, in your precious name, we do pray and ask. Amen. You can be seated this evening. And again, what a wonderful book, this book of Proverbs. It's one of those books that's, again, the theme of the book is the wisdom, the understanding, and the knowledge of God. As we spoke this morning on the thoughts of not being stupid, and I know that word bothers people, and again, it's I don't want to hurt people by no means, but, you know, sugarcoating don't help nobody. You know, you can speak truth in love, you sure can. You don't have to be ugly to people. That's even one of those verses that we'll look at tonight, how we shouldn't want to hurt nobody for no just cause. But I'm saying tonight, we are lacking the wisdom of God in our homes. We're lacking the wisdom of God in our lives. Now, I know the world has no thoughts of the wisdom of God. I'm talking to us, the church. And we've been given something that the Bible says tonight is precious. And we'll see that just in a moment and talk about that. Of all the things that God gives us, the thoughts of having, again, we have the mind of Christ. I don't feel like I got that. You're holding it in your hands. You've been given such a book, and God's given us that Spirit and how He leads and He guides. So, again, we need to search. We need to obtain that wisdom and knowledge. There's many times I shoot off with the mouth, and I beat myself up afterwards thinking that wasn't what God would have done. I should have thought a little bit more. I should have prayed a little bit more and had that discernment. I was listening to Bob Jones Sr. on the radio this week as I was driving from somewhere. And I got to thinking how he was talking and preaching. And I thought, man, what wisdom that man had. And I thought, wow, I would like to have that in my life, that I could just talk in such a way to people that they would not see me, but they just see the wisdom of God in my life and deal with people in such a way. But here tonight, we're going to finish up chapter 3 again. We're just going to go verse by verse tonight. Just want to encourage you to stay with us this evening. If you can, verse 13, the Bible says, "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom." And as you read your Bible, you're going to find many times, and this is one of the things I love about the Word of God, many times you'll find conditional phrases in the Bible. You'll find places where God says, "If you'll do this, I'll do that." And here we find, again, God giving us one of those things that's a gift from God. We have a promise here. And again, through the promises of God, there are many promises of God that we've not received yet. There'll be many promises that's laid up for us in heaven that you were not going to receive until you get there. There's a crown laid up in heaven for us. And you'll not receive that here, but you'll receive it there. But I'm glad as much as God gives those promises of things to come, there are things that God has promised His children that they don't have to wait for. They're instantaneous. When God says here, "Happy is the man," as soon as you follow after God in the wisdom of God, you'll find there is a happiness that you'll receive from God. And so we find that here again. The Bible says, "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding." Again, God will give us this. It's not something He holds back. It's not something that only a few get. If you desire wisdom, if you desire knowledge, you can have that wisdom and that knowledge if you will follow the Lord and do it God's way. And then it goes on to say in verses 14 through 16, it says, "For the merchandise of it," of what? Of the wisdom. "For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver." Boy, today, people are so eat up with what they've got. And again, I try to take care of the things that God gives me, and I am. I'm blessed. I was sitting out there today thinking about what I was going to preach, and I was thinking, you know, God has been so good to me. Amen. He really has. And I know many times we get to thinking about the goodness of God, and we automatically want to run to financial or, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that, because I truly believe, and Mama, I don't know, we don't talk about it a lot, but I believe we've been blessed because we've tried to be obedient in our giving. We've tried to be obedient in our walk with God, and I believe God has honored that over the years. I look at people, and I'm not puffing us up, I'm not bragging on us, but I'm just giving God glory. I say it pays, and we'll see that verse here in just a little bit. It pays to serve the Lord. It pays to give unto the work of the Lord. And God's just been good to us. And here we see that God says, "Happy is that man that findeth wisdom and obtaineth that understanding." Verse 14, "For the merchandise of it," being that wisdom and that understanding, "is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She," being that wisdom, that knowledge, that understanding, "is more precious than rubies. And all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her." Let your mind run. I don't care what it is. God says that no matter what you can think of tonight, nothing can compare to having the wisdom of God. That's pretty amazing to me. It says, "She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her." Verse 16 says, "Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand, riches and honor." So we see here in these verses, and I got wrote down right here, wow. And that's all I can say is, wow. Here that God tells us that this wisdom, this knowledge, this understanding is more precious. Not just as precious, but God says it's more precious than what? Silver, gold, rubies, anything that we could think of. God says His wisdom, His knowledge, His understanding is precious. And I got to thinking, what's precious to us tonight? Everybody's got something that's precious. I was talking to Brother Dale a minute ago. They had their grandbaby with them this morning. I said, you had to give him up. He says, yeah, I done miss him. Them babies are precious. But as precious as them grandbabies are, and they are, to know that I have the wisdom of God. Why? Because I can take that and instill that in my children, instill that in my grandchildren, and it brings, as we'll find in a little bit, life. So what do you have that's precious? What do you do with things that are precious? You just don't throw them around, do you? No, many. 2 years ago now, my wife let me get a gun safe. I got a lot of stuff locked up in my gun safe. I don't have my lint balls and things of that nature. I got precious things in there. I got things that mean things to my life. Papers, pictures, things that I don't want nobody else to get. Why? They're precious. And I got some guns in there too. So, you don't throw. But tonight, how do we treat the preciousness of the things of God? Now, I want you to think a minute. I think grandbabies are precious, Brother Dale. I really do. I think all babies are precious. I really do. There's just something about babies. It's just, it amazes me how anybody can be mean to a youngin'. But now, when they get to be a teenager, you just want to strangle them, kill them, and yeah, God help us. But when they're babies, they're precious. Always remember, you was a teenager once too. Always remember that. But you know tonight what amazes me about what we just read, and we'll see some things here in just a moment. It's one thing for me to say that something's precious. Now, what's precious to me might not be precious to you. I'm sure some of the things at my house that I call precious, they would mean nothing to you. Why? Because it's not your child. It's not your children. It's not your family. Those things would mean nothing to you. Now, there's things that we all call precious. There's precious metals. That's even what scientists call them. What is a precious metal? God uses two of them. Gold's precious in this world. It's a precious metal. Silver is a precious metal. Lay gold and silver beside a aluminum foil. Is aluminum foil precious? It's a metal. Is it precious, though? No. Why? Because there's aluminum foil everywhere. Aluminum cans everywhere. Aluminum's not precious. It's not. What makes gold and silver precious? It's very rare. It's not much of it. So it makes it very precious. And again, what amazes me, and I really want to spend just a second here to draw this into our mind. It's one thing for me to call something precious. But I want you to think just for a moment what we're getting ready to talk about. God Himself, the one that created the heavens and the earth, the one that spoke and said, let there be light, the one that holds the spans of the waters in His palms, the one that holds me in His hand, that one looks at some things and says, that's precious. How much more tonight should you and I take the thoughts of what God would call as precious and think more about that than we would silver and gold and things of this world? I think it's pretty amazing that God, again, it's not me, but God calls it precious. We were talking coming down the road. I won't tell you how many she got. She says, one. You should have got more than one. But I told you this morning, there's several things in the Bible that God calls precious. We had one here tonight. What was it? Hello? Hello? Anybody out there? We just read these verses, and the Bible says it was more precious than silver and gold. What was it? Oh, yeah, wisdom's precious. Whose wisdom? God's wisdom. God's wisdom's precious. Now, I don't usually do this, but I just think it'd be fun tonight to do this. Anybody know anything else that God calls precious? Exactly. That's the one she got. The death of his saints. It's precious in his sight. I was thinking, how did you come up with that and try to kick me out? Is that what it is? Oh, okay. Anybody else know something the Bible calls precious? There ought to be one that just jumps into your mind. I love it when we sing about it. Starts with a B. Blood. Oh, yeah, blood. That's the one, blood. The blood of Christ is precious. It's precious blood. Let me just give them to you. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse number 1, the Bible says that the word of the Lord was precious. God calls that book that you hold in your hand precious. I wonder tonight, is it precious to you? God says His word is precious. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 49, verse number 8, says, "For the redemption of their soul is precious." What God did for us, for the world, that redemption is precious to God. Why? Look what it cost Him. As we've already heard, Ms. Steele mentioned Psalms 116:15, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. What we call a hurt, what we call a loss, God says, no, that's precious. Why? Because that's one of His children that's come into the house. He says, that's precious. The good seed of God is precious. Psalms 126:6 says, "He that goeth forth in weeping, bearing precious seed." It's not something we just throw around and throw in the back of the truck. No, it's precious seed. The lips of knowledge, Proverbs 20:15 says, "There is a gold and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel." Precious. We saw tonight that wisdom's precious. I think this is interesting. Psalms 139, and I ponder this. "How precious also are thy thoughts unto me." That's God speaking. "How precious are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them." To think that God thinks of me. That's precious to Him. Mark chapter 14, verse 3, we know the story there of Mary and that ointment. It was precious, worshiping ointment. The worship of God is precious. The Bible says in James 5, 7, "The fruit of this earth is precious." 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 7, Jesus Christ Himself is precious. 1 Peter 1, 19, "But with the precious blood of Christ." So His blood is precious. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1, "Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith." Our faith is precious. And then last of all, this evening, with the thoughts of it being precious, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4 says, "Whereby are you given unto us exceeding great and precious promises." The promises of God are precious. So tonight, to think here, as we've read in Proverbs chapter 3, about the thoughts of it being the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding, God says is precious. Better than anything you could ever buy. Better than anything you could ever think of. Now let me ask you something. And I can't say this for sure. This is my thoughts, mine alone. But I think this is pretty spot on. What makes those things precious? I believe, and I'll answer, and you can ponder and think, and I'm not going to debate you by no means, but Everything that God gives me is eternal. The things that we call precious at the house, right now, my house, I hope not, there's a baby there. I hope Seth hadn't burned our house down, but or Carrie. But my house could be on fire right now. Everything burn up. Everything that I've worked hard, everything that I think is precious as far as this world can be gone just like that. Moth and rust will corrupt and eat. But everything that God has given me, everything that God has given us is eternal. It will never falter. It will never fail. It will never run out. And I believe that's one of the things tonight I can say makes that precious, is that God would give me something like that. Let me show you. Hold your finger here in Proverbs. Flip back just a little bit over to the book of Job. Look in Job chapter 28, and then we'll get moving through the rest of these verses tonight. But just on this thought of precious, Job chapter 28 this evening. And I hope tonight, as we leave here in just a little bit, I hope as we go through our days that you'll not lose sight of how precious the things of God are. This wisdom, this knowledge that God desires for you and I to have, that He calls precious, I pray that it will become greater and greater. Job chapter 28 this evening. Look at verse number 12. Speaking of this thought of wisdom. Job chapter 28 verse number 12. But where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? He bindeth the floods. Or maybe I went too far backwards. But where is wisdom but be found, and where is the place of understanding? Verse 13, man knoweth not the price thereof. You see what God says? Man don't know the price of that wisdom. Man knoweth not the price thereof, neither is it found in the land of the living. The depth saith, it is not in me, and the sea saith, it is not with me. It cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. It cannot be valued with gold of Ophir or the precious onyx or the sapphire. The gold and the crystal cannot equal it, and the exchange of it shall not be for jewels or of fine gold. No mention shall be made of coral or of pearls, for the price of wisdom is above rubies. The topaz of Ethiopia shall not equal it, neither shall it be valued with pure gold. Now you tell me what you've got in this world that would even begin to compare to the knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding of God. It's precious. It cannot be bought. It can't be bargained. But God will give it to you. And He has given it to you. So wisdom, knowledge, understanding, God says it's precious. Go back with me to the book of Proverbs real quickly. And we're just going to go verse by verse this evening. Proverbs chapter 3. Look with me in verse number 16. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. And again, man today, and it's always been that way, I'm sure, man has always sought to get. I've known many a man that sold out his family, sold out his life, sold out his wife, sold out his marriage to obtain another dollar. What good is it? But can I say, as I've already said, it pays to serve the Lord. You might not have everything that this world says you might need, but I can tell you, you can have something better and greater and stronger that will not ever fade when you have that thoughts and wisdom of God. Verse number 17, the Bible says, her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. You know, as we follow up off verse 16 about that thought there of in her left hand riches and honor, and again, what man will sacrifice to gain riches of gold? People talk about gold. What's gold in heaven? Pavement. All the things that we think are so important, really, when you see it through the eyes of God, they mean nothing. And man will go and go and do. A man will kill for a few dollars. Man will steal for a few dollars. People today, I used to work with a man years ago. He played the lottery like crazy. And, he kept saying, when I win, I'm going to do this, this, and this. You ever heard of the curse of the lottery? My daddy worked with a man that won the lottery years ago. He got so in debt after winning the lottery, he ended up committing suicide. I'm glad I don't have to worry about that with the things that God gives me. The Bible says there, her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. The things God gives me brings peace. The things this world gives me never brings peace. Look at verse number 18. The Bible says again, verse number 18, she is a tree of life, them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. There's that thought of being happy again. That's that same promise that God gave us there in verse number 13. And then there's a word there that I like to think about. Look with me again there. It says, she is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that, and here's that word, retaineth her. What does that word retain mean to you? Some of you have a retaining wall, maybe at your basements. What is that retaining wall? It keeps that ground from shifting. Any of y'all youngins got retainers in your mouths? Nobody got braces? Y'all got retainers? Yeah, Hannah, Chloe, y'all got retainers. What's that retainer do? It keeps them straight, doesn't it? And that's what the gifts of God do. That wisdom and knowledge gets us to where we need to be, and then it retains us. It keeps us where we need to be. And I'm glad tonight that God will do that. So we see there it retaineth. Verse number 19. The Bible goes on to say, the Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding hath he established the heavens. Did you hear what he just said? How did this all come about? The wisdom of the Lord. And we tonight can have the wisdom of God. The same thing that God founded the earth. That's what the Bible says. Look at it. I didn't say it. God said it. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. It wasn't just by power and might. It wasn't just by the mightiness of God. It was the wisdom of God. It's not a coincidence. It's not that evolutionary theory mess. It's not a big bang. It was the wisdom of God that created everything. Pretty amazing. Doesn't that make you think more about what we talk about, the wisdom of God, and why it should be precious? That's what he used to found the earth. It goes on to say there in verse 19, it says, the Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens. So not only wisdom, but understanding. Again, we see the mightiness of God through wisdom and understanding. It wasn't an afterthought. It wasn't an uh-oh. He established. He set it in order. How? Through wisdom and understanding. Verse 20. The Bible says, by the knowledge the depths are broken up and the clouds drop down the dew. What could that be talking about? It rained at my house today. Is that what he's talking about? No. We see again, by wisdom he founded the earth. By understanding he hath established the heavens. By his knowledge, the depths are broken up. When did he break those depths up? Noah's flood. There you go. By his knowledge. It wasn't an accident that there was a flood. God's knowledge. The knowledge of what sin had become. The knowledge of knowing how to deal with sin. God destroyed this earth through a flood. He broke up those fountains. And he allowed rain and the flood. Again, amazing, the knowledge and the wisdom of God. Verse 21, my son, there it is again. God speaking, not in harshness as a man would speak, but God speaking to us tonight as a father to a son. He says, my son, let not what? Wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Let not them, the them goes back to what we just read, depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. That's what God's saying that He wants for you. The wisdom that He used to create the heavens and the earth. The understanding that He used to establish the heavens. The knowledge that He used to cause a flood to come. He says, son, don't let that fall from you. Don't let that go. Don't let it depart. Keep that sound wisdom and discretion. Why? Verse 22. The Bible says, so shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. I'm glad for the grace of God. But it's all about His wisdom. His grace is there. Verse 23. Bible says, then, stop right there. There's one of those conditions. God just said, my son, don't let these things go. Don't let them depart. Keep your eyes on them. Obtain them. Get them. Then, notice what He says, shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. Wait a minute, preacher. That can't be true. I love the Lord. I read my Bible. I pray. I do all these things. I have problems. That's not what that Bible just said. Remember what we said about trust in the Lord in all thy ways? That's what He's talking about. When troubles do come, I don't think through my wisdom. I don't look through my knowledge and understanding. I know that God knows. Then, when I have that wisdom, when I have that understanding, when I have that knowledge, verse 23, then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. Verse 24, when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Stock market crash. Oh no, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I've lost everything. Everything that I have, God says He can go, and it'll be gone. But when I obtain the wisdom and the understanding and the knowledge that God is in control, if I lose everything, I hope that I will understand and I will have the wisdom and the knowledge to know that God is still my God and that God will take care of me. That's what He's saying. Notice what He says there again. He says, when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Boy, that's a peace, isn't it? Boy, there's men tonight just popping pills, trying to get some relief. Their anxiety's out the roof. They're worried about their money. They're worried about their job. They're worried about their company. They're worried about this. They're worried about that. Friend, tonight my trust is in God, and God will not falter, God will not fail, and I can lay my head on my pillow tonight, and I can have the sweetness of the peace of God. Amen. Only through wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Sweet sleep. I got my Bible marked up. That used to be real good verses when I was third shifting. I needed some sweet sleep. But you know, even when I don't give it a few hours sleep that I do now, it's still, God takes care of me. He's faithful. Verse 25, be not afraid. Ain't that sweet verses? Ain't that what He's told His disciples over in John? Be not afraid. Verse 25, be not afraid of sudden fear. Neither of desolation of the wicked when it cometh. See, you don't know what's coming.
Tony got us real good right back there. We were back there talking, and Tony slipped over and scared all of us to death. We thought there was a bear underneath the pew. Something sudden jumped up and scared us. You don't know what's coming. Tomorrow you might get that terrible phone call that nobody wants to get. Tomorrow you might be faced with one of the biggest giants you've ever faced. But God says when you'll have the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding, He tells us here, He says, be not afraid of sudden fear. When something jumps up, know that God's there. Neither of the desolation of the wicked win it. Notice the truth of the Bible when it cometh. It's coming. Go ahead and mark her down. Why? Man born of woman's what? Days are full of trouble. As the sparks fly up, we're going to have problems. And God says, when it comes, it's coming. I don't like it when it comes. Nobody says, here, come today. But when it comes, I can have that peace. I can have that confidence. And we'll see that here in just a moment also. But sudden fear. Don't be afraid. God's wisdom, God's knowledge. He's in control. Verse 26. For the Lord. Not the preacher. Well, preacher, you wasn't there. Friend, if I'm there or not, I can't do a thing. If it wasn't for the Lord, we couldn't do nothing. Notice what he says. For the Lord shall be thy confidence. That's as true as trusting in the Lord. When we truly have the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding of who and what God is, we can have that confidence. Some put their confidence in man. Not me. I know man fails. My confidence is in the Lord. Praise the Lord. He is my confidence. He'll never fail. For the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall, notice, keep thy foot from being taken. Look, friend, don't fear what man can do to you. Preacher, they're going to kill me. They can't kill your soul. Put your confidence in God. I know easy preaching, hard living. Look, verse 27 through 28 there. It says, withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Say not to thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give when thou hast it by thee. He's talking about giving. How do you fill out a faith promise card? I don't know. I might not have a job this year. I might not have a paycheck coming in. I might not have this. How do I do that, preacher? My confidence is in God. He's talking about giving. He says once again here, he says, withhold not good from them to whom it is due when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. My confidence is in God to supply. Amen. It's the reason you pray and you seek and you ask the Lord. Again, withhold not good to them to whom it's due. And that's a key, I believe, to whom it's due. There's a lot of people who want money, but they're not due anything. The Bible says you're supposed to work by the sweat of your brow. Right. We've got a generation of gimme, gimme, gimme. Right. And just let me say this, as I said earlier, you'll never go wrong giving to God. You'll never outgive God. I promise you. I've tried it. Trust me. We give and God gives back. It's just amazing to see how God does that. Verse 29, devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. Be good to your neighbor. What that means? Who is my neighbor? Remember that question? We ought to look at everybody in the same way, of the fact that there's a soul that needs to know the Lord. And then last of all, this seeding will be done. Verse 30, strive not with a man without cause, if he have done thee no harm. You know, some people just look for a fight. I don't like contention. I don't like problems. Sometimes you have to, though. Again, notice the truth of the Bible. Strive not with a man without cause, if he have done thee no harm. Sometimes there's a cause. Sometimes you better stand up and fight.
But we shouldn't go looking for a fight. I believe some people just come to church just to make somebody mad sometimes. We shouldn't be that way. We ought to love people. We ought to want the best for them. Why? Because God's given us His best. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Far greater than silver and gold, rubies, onyx, and anything else you can think of. That's what God has given us. Have you got it? Do you have the wisdom of God? I want more of it. The more I get, the more I want. I want to know. I want to see. I want to understand. But again, there's things that I'll never understand in this world. I just have to understand God is in control. Let's stand together this evening. It's a great book.